Blog Talk Radio.
I've come through many hard trials, through temptations on every hand. Those Satan's try to stop me and to place my feet on sinking sand. Through the pain and all of my sorrow, through the tears and all of my fear, the Lord was there to keep me, for he kept me in the midst of it all. Not because I've been so faithful, not because I've always obeyed. No, it's not because I trusted him. Be with me all of the way. But it's because he loved me so dearly. He was there.
right. That's a sermon all by itself. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Hallelujah. Good people out there. Amen. This is Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. You are on the air with no other than the one and only. Amen. Apostle Carolyn McNeil. This morning, this is our Sunday morning service. And y'all know how we do. Praise God. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Hallelujah. You know, Jesus kept me. Glory to God. When she called on Jesus. She said, woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. It's something about the name of Jesus. Glory to his name. When Jesus keep you. Amen. Praise God. Let us pray. Oh, Father God, we come this morning. We bless you. We praise you. We glorify you. We lift you up, oh God. We come this morning, Lord God, in great expectancy this morning for you to speak from the very throne room this morning, Lord Jesus. Lord God, I ask that you bless everyone under the sound of my voice this morning, Lord God, that you would touch us from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Let your Holy Spirit have his way. Glory to God. Go to each and every home, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask for a powerful move from the holy realm, the glory realm, Messiah. Yes, God, the glory realm, Lord, Father, from heaven today, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask, Lord God, that you continue to move by your mighty power, God. I ask that you touch me from the crown of my head, God, to the soles of my feet, Father God. Give me wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, Lord God. Let me explain the word, glory to God, with power and authority this morning, Lord God. Let the word of God go deep within our soul today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you, Lord God, for what you're going to do. I thank you for the power touch, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father. We give you glory this morning, Lord God. We thank you for this Sunday morning service, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Only you, God, can do what you do, God, in the name of Jesus. So we say thank you, Father, for the word that's going to come forth, Father God. We thank you, God, for a deeper revelation, God. We thank you, God, for revelation, knowledge, and understanding that only comes from you, Father. I bless your holy name. These things I pray in your son Jesus' name this morning. Amen and amen and amen. People of God, guess what the Lord is saying? Let's get ready to rumble this morning. Amen. Praise God. Let's get ready to rumble. That is my title this morning. Amen. Praise God. When I was studying, I asked God, what is the title? And just before I came on, hallelujah, he said, let's get ready to rumble. And I'm going to tell you why he's saying, let's get ready to rumble. Amen. This morning, glory to God. I'm going to read, amen. I'm going to go first to Genesis, the 27th chapter. Praise God. Hallelujah. To get a better understanding of what the Holy Spirit is speaking to us on this day. The Bible says, when Isaac was old, his eyesight was poor, so he could not see clearly. One day he called his older son Esau to him and said, son, Esau answered, here I am. Isaac said, I'm old and don't know when I might die. So take your bow and arrow, and go hunting in the field for an animal for me to eat. When you prepare the tasty food that I love, he said, bring it to me, and I will eat. Then I will bless you before I die. So Esau went out in the field to hunt. Rebekah, who was his wife, was listening as Isaac said this to his son Esau. She said to her son Jacob, listen, it's two sons. Remember, they wrestled in her womb. She said to her son Jacob, listen, I heard your father saying to your brother Esau, kill an animal and prepare some tasty food for me to eat. Then I will bless you in the presence of the Lord before I die. So obey me, my son, she said, and do what I tell you. Go out to our goats and bring me two of the best young ones. I will prepare them just the way your father likes them. Then you will take the food to your father, and he will bless you before he dies, he said. But Jacob said to his mother, Rebekah, my brother Esau is a hairy man, and I am smooth. If my father touches me, he will know I am not Esau. Then he will not bless me, but will place a curse on me because I tried to. So Rebekah said to him, if your father puts a curse on you, I will accept the blame. Just do what I said. Go get the goat for me. So Jacob went out and got two goats and brought them to his mother. Ah, my God, I say thank you, Lord Jesus. And she cooked them in a special way Isaac enjoyed. She took the best clothes of her oldest son Esau that were in the house and put them on the younger son Jacob. Oh, such trickery. She also took the skin of the goats and put them on Jacob's hand and neck. Then she gave Jacob the tasty food and bread she had made. Jacob went in to his father and said, Father. And his father said, yes, my son, who are you? You know, his eyes are dim at this time. Jacob said to him, I am Esau, your first son. I have done what you have told me. Now sit up and eat some meat of the animal I have hunted for you. Then bless me. But Isaac asked his son, how did you find and kill the animal so quickly? Jacob answered, because the Lord, your God, helped me to find it. Then Isaac said to Jacob, come near so I can touch you, my son. Then I will know if you are really my son Esau. So Jacob came near Isaac, his father. Isaac touched him and said, your voice sounds like Jacob's voice, but your hands are hairy like the hands of Esau. Isaac did not know it was Jacob because his hands were hairy like Esau's hands. So Isaac blessed him. Isaac asked, are you really my son Esau? Here go Jacob. Jacob answered, yes, I am. Then Isaac said, bring me the food and I will eat it and bless you. So Jacob gave him the food and he ate. Jacob gave him wine and he drank. And then Isaac said to him, my son, come near and kiss me. So Jacob went to his father and kissed him. When Isaac smelled Esau's clothes, he blessed him and said, the smell of my son is like the smell of the field that the Lord has blessed. May God give you plenty of rain and good soil so that you will have plenty of grain and new wine. May nations serve you and the people bow down to you. May you be master over your brother, and may your mother's son bow down to you. May everyone who curses you be cursed, and may everyone who blesses you be blessed. Isaac finished blessing Jacob. Then just as Jacob left his father Isaac, Esau came in from hunting. He also prepared some tasty foods and brought it to his father and said, Father, rise and eat the food that your son has killed for you and then bless me, he said. Isaac asked, who are you? He answered, I am your son, your firstborn son Esau. Then Isaac trembled greatly and said, could you imagine? He was furious, trembled greatly and said, then who was it that hunted the animal and brought the food before you came? And I ate it and blessed him. And it is too late now to take back my blessing. When Esau heard the words of his father, he let out a loud, bitter cry. He said to his father, bless me too, my father. But Isaac said, your brother came and tricked me. Hey, Korobosia, he has taken your blessing. Esau said, Jacob is the right name for him. He has tricked me these two times. He took away the share of everything you own. And now he has taken away my blessing. Then Esau asked, haven't you saved a blessing from me? Isaac answered, I gave Jacob the power, oh, glory to God, to be master over you. And all his brothers will be his servants. And I will keep him strong with grain and new wine. And there is nothing left to give you, my son. But Esau continued, do you have only one blessing, father? Bless me too, father. Then Esau began to cry out loud. Isaac said to him, you will live far away from the best land, far from the rain. You will live by using your sword, and you will be a slave to your brother. But when you struggle, you will break free from him. After that, Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing from Isaac, and he thought to himself, my father will soon die, and I will be sad for him. Then I will kill Jacob. Rebekah heard Esau plans to kill Jacob, so she sent for Jacob and said to him, listen, your brother Esau is confronting himself by planning to kill you. So, my son, do what I say. My brother Laban is living in Haran. Go to him at once. Stay with him for a while until your brother is not so angry. In time, your brother will not be angry, and he will forget what you did to him. Then I will send a servant to bring you back. I don't want to lose both of my sons on the same day. Then Rebekah said to Isaac, I am tired of the Hittite woman. If Jacob marries one of these Hittite women here in this land, I want to die. I'm going to stop there. The Lord says, let's get ready to rumble. Here, we see a lot of things. I had to give you some background. Because we see a lot happening, because we see, glory to God, that when she was giving birth, and remember, on that, I think it was last week, that there was a fight in the womb. One grabbed another foot, praise God, and hallelujah, glory to God. So we see that when she went to pray, amen, to the Lord and asking God, why is this taking place in my womb? What is going on? And God began to explain to her that you have two nations inside your belly, and one will rule over the other. But I want to talk to us today about how God changed Jacob. The Bible said that he rose that night and took two wives. See, a lot happened in the midst of this. If I had to do it, it would be a whole series. I pray that you would read the whole story of Esau and Jacob. We find that, praise God, now at the point that he's living with Laban, and he's been tricked, Jacob been tricked so many times, and he was supposed to marry one wife, and then Laban tricked him to marry the first one, praise God, and then he eventually worked off everything that he had to work off, praise God, and then he finally got Rebecca. Here we find a whole nation coming together. We find that now he has children, glory to God, because he did what his mother told him to do. He went to live with Naaman. And Naaman, praise God, glory to God, was more worse than Jacob, if you look at it. But the Bible says that he rose that night and took two wives and his two female servants and his 11 sons at this time, and they crossed over the ford of Jabbok. And he took them and sent them over the brook and sent them over what he had. Then Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of the day. Now, when he saw that he did not prevail against him, he touched the socket of his hip. And the socket of Jacob's hip was out of joint as he wrestled with him. Who did he wrestle with? And he said, let me go, for the day breaks. And he said, I will not let you go until you bless me. So he said to him, what is your name? He said to Jacob. And he said, your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have struggled with God and with men and have prevailed. Then Jacob asked, saying, tell me your name, I pray. And he said, why is it that you ask about my name? And he blessed him there. So Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. Just as he crossed over, Peniel, the sun rose on him, and he leapt on his hip. Therefore, to this day, the children of Israel do not eat the muscle that shrank, which is on the hip socket, because he touched the socket of Jacob's hip in the muscle that shrank. It's been said, pray, people of God, there are no atheists in foxholes. Even you never paid much attention to God before. A severe crisis has a way of turning you to him. You realize that unless God comes through, you are not going to make it. And so you cry out, oh God, help me. Some of us may be there right now. It may be a health problem unless God intervenes and there's no hope. Perhaps it could be a serious marital or family problem, a financial problem, or a desperate need for work, or it could be a personal problem such as loneliness or guilt or anger, bitterness or anxiety. It could be some life-dominating, praise God, hallelujah, sin. It could be such as alcohol. It could be drugs. It could be pornography. It could be gambling. But whatever the problem, you know that you need God. And you're calling to him for help. Here we find Jacob faced with that kind of crisis. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. He was returning to Canaan in obedience to God in Genesis 32, but that meant that he would have to face his brother Esau, whom he had cheated 20 years before. Jacob didn't know how Esau would receive him. When Jacob's messenger came back and said that Esau was coming to meet him with 400 men, could you imagine? Praise God, that quote, oh, son, the Holy Ghost. Now, Jacob, we see that he was mighty, but also, glory to God, God blessed both of them, because we find that Esau was a warrior. He was one, amen, in the woods. He was one, amen, praise God. God, glory to God, that put sheepskin or something on, praise God. He wasn't a prissy one that had all the robes of being adorned, and praise God, he was a warrior. He was a man, amen, praise God, a hairy man, that the Bible says, and glory to God, one that goes out in the field and kill the animals, but now he's coming back, oh my God, and he had 400 men with him, but Jacob froze with fear, and Esau could easily wipe out everything, my God, that was valuable to Jacob, including Jacob. He could wipe them out. So and so he prayed, oh God, deliver me from Esau. See, there's time that we have to ask God to deliver us from whatever we're going through. What Jacob didn't know, and what we often don't realize is in situations like that, is how God goes about help. What we have in mind is that God would somehow remove our problem or make our energy go away, our enemy, and glory to God, go away. But God doesn't do it that way. God answered Jacob's prayer for protection from Esau by wrestling with Jacob until he left him limping as he approached his brother. His plan had been that if Esau attacked one camp, Jacob in the other camp would escape. But now he couldn't run from Esau if he tried. He was totally dependent on the Lord. The way God helps us is by breaking us of our inherited self-dependence so that we lean totally on him. Somebody, glory to God, is God talking to somebody this morning about their self-independence? Amen. Praise God. We have to totally lean on him. That's what the context is. We can properly receive his blessings. Our problem, like Jacob, is that all too often we want to use God and his blessings to further our own end. Come on, I want to talk to us this morning. All his life, Jacob had been using God and the people to get what he wanted for himself. See, he was using God and the people to get what he wanted, praise God. But now God brings Jacob to see that you don't use God. You submit to him. And when we submit to God, he blesses us. God must break us of our self-dependence so that he can bless us as we cling to him in our brokenness. How many know that God loves when we are broken? We don't like that feeling. I don't like that feeling when we are broken and we can't do nothing. Our back is against the wall and we can't move. We can't do nothing. But unless in God, you get to the point, God, I can't do it unless you do it. Brokenness is the path to blessing. Before God can use a great man greatly, he must break him. Because we all have built in glory to God, propensity to trust in our own self. God must break us of our self-dependence. We don't like that word, glory to God, because we sometimes think that we have it all together, glory to God, but not knowing that we're operating in self-dependence. God wrestling match with Jacob was not a dream or a vision. Dreams and visions don't leave a man with a wretched hip. Jacob's opponent was the angel of the Lord. Jesus Christ in pre-incarnated form, it was a physical fight with a physical injury afflicted on Jacob. Ah, my God. Holy Ghost, I say thank you, Jesus. And yet there was an obvious spiritual lesson impressed on him through his unforgettable experience. It must have been terrifying for Jacob. He was already nervous about Esau's approach. He had sent ahead of his elaborate gifts of 100 of animals that he tried to bed down for the night, but he couldn't sleep. So he woke up and his family and moved them across the ford of the Jabbok, and praise God. And then Jacob went back alone, amen, for the final check to make sure nothing had been left behind. It's dark and it's spooky outside. Yes, Holy Ghost, and on the desert at night, praise God, is suddenly out of the dark. Come on, somebody. A hand grabs Jacob, and Jacob must have just about had a heart attack, because you could imagine somebody just physically grabbing you, praise God, in the midnight hour, and you don't see nobody, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. But glory to God, how my sick hood up on Sunday. It was displayed before him. Who was this? A bandit trying to rob him, an assassin, or sent by Esau? Essentially, Jacob began to wrestle with the mysterious assailant, struggling for his life, praise God. And glory to God, right now, praise God, we probably would have a that, praise God, he was under attack by somebody else, but not knowing it was the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to be clear that God was the aggressor here. Jacob was defending himself. Some preachers developed in this text as a fine example of wrestling all night in prayer with God. But that is not the lesson behind the struggle, people of God. Yes, Holy Ghost. Jacob wasn't laying hold of God to gain something from him. God was laying hold of Jacob to gain something from him. Come on, my God. I say thank you, Jesus. Namely, to bring Jacob to the end of his self-dependence. And I put it like this. When you come to the end of yourself, that's when God will move a mighty way in your life. Glory to God. All his life, Jacob had thought that Esau and Laban was his adversary. He had struggled and schemed to get the blessing. He thought these men were taken from him. Blessings that God had promised to give him anyway. But now, at some point in the struggle, he discovers to his horror that none other than God was his adversary that night. Actually, Jacob was his own adversary. Can y'all talk to us? Sometimes, praise God, we have to make sure that you're not your own adversary. But God had a wrestle, and God had to wrestle with him into submission to reveal this to him. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sometimes we can be an adversary to ourselves, people of God. We all, like Jacob, we think that the enemy, the problem is out there. Come on, I want to talk to us out there. The problem in my wife. It's a problem in my wife. It's a problem with my husband. It's a problem with my parents. It's a problem with my boss. Come on, my sacred of Osiah, my poor circumstances. God, please take care of my problem for me. But the enemy or problem isn't primary out there sometimes. The problem sometimes is me. It will be us, my flesh, my sinful, selfish nature that dominates my life. So God has to reveal to us the power of our flesh before we can be delivered from it. God, breaking process, reveals to us the power of our flesh. Obviously, God crippled Jacob in the first minute of this wrestle. When he finally wanted to, he just touched Jacob's hip, and Jacob felt excruciating pain as his hip was wrecked. So why didn't God do it sooner? Why did he allow the match to go on all night long? God wanted to show Jacob the power of his own self-will. If you ever wrestled, you know how exhausting it is to grapple with the opponent of equal or greater strength. A few minutes is enough. But Jacob kept it going all night. The Lord kept waiting to see if Jacob would surrender. But he kept fighting. Have you ever, and I had to laugh because I think I asked my husband, glory to God, just watching something on TV, and they was fighting, and glory to God, yes, Holy Ghost, and glory to God, I thank you, Lord Jesus, and they was rumbling. I asked my husband, I said, have you ever been in a fight? Praise God, hallelujah, thank you, Lord Jesus, and you've been fighting and fighting and fighting, and glory to God, and you just get so tired that you just want to go sit down. Praise God, hallelujah, you know how, praise God, we just tired, out of breath and everything like that, praise God. Y'all know, praise God, y'all know, y'all ain't got no halo on y'all here. Y'all know y'all been out there fighting when y'all was in the world, because I fought a lot of days, amen, praise God, and you just get so tired, glory to God, fighting, glory to God, that you have to go somewhere and sit down somewhere. My God, I give you glory. because they was fighting to the point they had to go sit down. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. So Jacob, he kept fighting. At what point do you suppose Jacob recognized that his opponent was not a mere man? The Bible says in later in Genesis 32 and 30, he acknowledged that it was God. The text doesn't tell us, but I'm sure that if he didn't know before, Jacob knew as soon as the Lord crippled him. But the Lord didn't use that power until he saw that Jacob would not yield. Jacob kept fighting. The Bible says that in Genesis 32 and 25, the flesh dies hard. Only God can tame it until God crippled him. Jacob wouldn't give in. God let him wrestle all night so that Jacob could see how strong his self-will really was. Can think about it. To make sure that Jacob had learned the lesson, the Lord asked him a question which at first doesn't seem to fit the context. Jacob is finally subdued, and he clings to the Lord and says, I will not let you go until you bless me. The Lord responds, what is your name? Now, you know God knows our name. Remember, the Lord never asks a question to gain information. He knows the answer. He wanted Jacob, my God, to confess not just his name, but his character. He had to say, my name is Jacob, the supplanter, the schemer, the trickster. Come on, Holy Ghost. Only after Jacob acknowledged that could the Lord bless him. Sometimes we have to let God know, praise God, what is really on the inside of our sinful nature. It's time to rumble people, God, the part of the process of knowing God involved, knowing ourselves, until God reveals the power of our sinful nature to us. We don't like to think, we think we got it all together. Oh, my factor, robo-sando, Holy Ghost. But sometimes even our thoughts can be jacked up. Even our actions can be jacked up. Even how we treat people can be jacked up. Jealousy, envy, and strife could be jacked up. And God got to let us know, I'm going to wrestle with you till you get it right. I'm going to wrestle with you till you come to yourself. I'm going to wrestle with you till you get that self-will out of you. My God, I give it glory. Until God reveals the power of our sinful nature to us, we tend to think that we not so bad. I was raised in the church, so I've always known that I was a sinner. But yet, I didn't know it. I was inclined to think, I'm not a terrible sinner. In fact, as far as a sinner goes, I am a pretty good sinner. And you know somebody, glory to God, they be saying, glory to God, I was the best sinner out in the world. If I think about it, I don't want to even talk about that, praise God, head coat on both sides, the Holy Ghost. I was the best of the best. The devil really used me out in the world, praise God, hallelujah. I did this and I did that. They just boast all about it. But we don't boast in the Lord and how God can change us. But the more I've grown into the Lord, the more I've seen, as Paul says, that nothing good dwells in me. That is in my flesh. Romans 7:18, praise God, until the Lord reveals that to us, that he often yes, Holy Ghost. And he often has to do it through an all-night wrestling match. We depend more on ourselves than on him. God's breaking process reveals to us the power of our flesh, people of God. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. God's breaking progress reveals to us that the power of our God. Before the Lord touched Jacob and crippled him, Jacob probably thought that the fight was a pretty evenly matched. But then in one touch, the Lord wiped Jacob out. Suddenly he saw that God was the lion. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. And Jacob was the mouse. God had just been playing with him all night long. Have God ever wrestled with you to change your mindset? Have God ever wrestled with you to change your action? Have God ever wrestled with you to change your mouth? Has God ekorobosan the Holy Ghost? Has God ever wrestled with you to treat people right and talk to them right? Do right? Oh my God, Holy Ghost, until God breaks us so that we can walk with the limp. We have the tendency to view him as a old grandfather. Glory to God. See, we got to be careful how we see God. I'm very careful at this hour. Amen. Praise God. De Corobo Santo Holy Ghost. It comes with maturity how we see God. We have to see him as the creator of heaven. We have to see him that he's Alpha Omega, the beginning and the end. We have to see him, praise God, he can wipe us out at any second. We got to see him, praise God, he can bless us at any second. We got to see him, praise God, for who he is. He is my Sacrobosaya. He is God, and sometimes we look at him in a different kind of way. We got to look at him as you are God, and you are God alone. My God, I give him glory. Nice to have around, but not very strong. Until that time, we view obedience to God as an option available to us. But we in control, directing things as we think best. We choose our own career, our own lifestyle, our own schedule, our own centered around what we and makes us happy, what makes my flesh happy. God ain't nice. Harmless grandfather to have around, so when you need him, come on, we pull him out when we need him. Then the lion roars, and it's easy to get wiped out real quick, praise God. Glory to God. Then the lion roars, and in one easy swipe, he cripples us. We learn his awesome power. We learn that obedience is not an option. Glory to God. It is our only reasonable course of action. The frailties of our body should make us aware of our weakness and of our need to submit to God. Can I talk to somebody that needs to submit to God? And glory to God, you're taking your own matters into your own hands. You're doing it the way that you want to do it. We never submitted to God fully, glory to God, because when God said submit to him sometimes, praise God, we don't submit everything. We try to keep back some stuff. My God, I give him glory. That's Kodomosia. But every time we're sick or get injured, and when we feel the aches and the pains of older age, and we should acknowledge, I am not God. I am weak and frail. Only God is God, and I must depend totally on him and live in submission to him. Wrestling with God. Wrestling with God. Some people resist God's breaking process and grow bitter. Jacob could have gone that direction here when the Lord crippled him, when he could have angry shouted, now look what you've done. I've got to go face my angry brother, and you crippled me so that I can't fight or run? Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. Jacob could have grown bitter, but not better. But he didn't. Instead, when the Lord said, let me go, for the dawn is breaking. It's getting ready to be sunlight. We did this thing all night long. Jacob clung to him and gave that marvelous reply. I will not let you go until you bless me. That this is so that, and we say that so freely, I ain't going to let you go till you bless me, Lord. But that blessing sometimes comes with a price. It comes with submission to the Holy Spirit. It comes with submission to the Lord Jesus Christ. It comes to submission. Oh, my God, I give it glory to the Spirit of the living God. God blesses us as we cling to him in our brokenness. Have you ever been broken so much that you don't even know what to do, how to pray, how to move, how to talk, how to see, how to hear? You're so broken. Often our greatest victory comes out of the ashes of our greatest defeat. As soon as Jacob was crippled, he was able to hang on to the Lord for dear life. He knew now that if God didn't bless him, he had no hope. He couldn't trust in himself any longer, because he had to cling to the Lord. And in clinging to the Lord, his brokenness, Jacob received the blessing he had been scheming to get all his life. Can I talk to somebody this morning about true submission? When one day, oh, God is bringing this back to me. There was a husband and a wife. And me and Pastor Waters went to a service. The man was treating his wife so bad. He did it so wrong. He talked to her. The way he explained it, and we just looked at him. Because we was in awe of what he was saying, what he was doing to his wife. He was an adversary to his own wife. And he said, one day, at Cordobo Santo Holy Ghost, God had crippled him, allowed him to be crippled. At Cordobo Santo Holy Ghost. So he can be a blessing to his own wife. He said sometimes it's hard sometimes, glory to God, for a man to come to God and submit to God the way that women does, because when women have something on the inside of them that we love on the Lord, but the man sometimes it's hard to come to God the right way because they so in their own self, they so self-sufficient, they think they could do it by themselves, that I can make my own decision. I've been doing this all my life, not knowing God was the backing of their life, and God had to cripple him in order for him to come to himself. And that's not the first time that we heard that story. It was another person, amen. He walks with a limp to this day because God, he said God took him until he was driving in a car, and he said he knew it was God because what he was doing. He said the car tripled over so many times, he came out with a limp. He said that limp is a representative of what God can do and how God can deliver, but I still hear, he said. See, but you don't want God to go to that measure what he did to them, praise God. We want to submit to the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't want to come, amen, with our own self-dignity and our own self-will, our own selfishness. God wants to come into us and bless us. But so he had to do this for Jacob, because if you look at the life of Jacob, amen, praise God, he had God changed his name after the fight. After that, let's get ready to rumble. Yes, Cordobo Thunder. God blesses us as we cling to him in our brokenness. And he said, our greatest victory comes out of the ashes of our greatest defeats. As soon as Jacob was crippled, he was able to hang on to the Lord for dear life. And he knew now that if God doesn't bless him, he would have no hope. He couldn't trust in himself no longer because he was crippled. He had to cling to the Lord. And in clinging to the Lord in his brokenness, Jacob received the blessing that he had been waiting for, that he'd been scheming for all his life. See, a lot of times, amen, God has to change our name. He was the tricker. Oh, my God, I say thank you, Jesus. He tricked his father. He tricked everybody around him. Praise God. Yet he tricked his own brother. Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. But he didn't know, praise God, the blessing of the Lord was coming to his life. And we won't cling to the Lord until we are broken. There's a paradox here in that Jacob seemed to have incredible strength in clinging to the Lord after he is wounded. Of course, the Lord would have loosened Jacob's grip and gotten away. But the Lord loves it when his children cling to him in their brokenness and say, I won't let you go until you bless me. But we're all like Jacob. We won't cling to the Lord with all our strength until we have to. As long as there's an 1 ounce of self-dependence left, we'll trust in ourselves. We can see this in the life of Peter. He was the natural leader of the 12, always the spokesman on a few occasions. He even had the audacity to correct the Lord. When Jesus predicted, you will all fall away because of me this night. Here come Peter. Peter sets the record straight. Even though all may fall away because of you, he said, I will never fall away. Here, Peter still didn't realize the power of his sinful nature. He wasn't weak enough to claim independence to the Lord. The Lord had to allow Peter to go through that dark night of the soul so that crippled in himself, Peter would cling to the Lord in his brokenness. It was a broken but dependent Peter would boldly preach in the Lord's power on the day of Pentecost. The same is true in coming to Christ for salvation. Many people don't see their needs to trust in Christ as Savior because they hang on to their own belief in their own goodness. Their pride blinds them to their great need before God. Someone said that in the Highlands of Scotland, sheep sometimes wander off among the rocky craze, amen, and get trapped in, on dangerous ledges and attracted by sweet grass, and they leap down 10 and 12 feet and to get to it, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost, but they can't get back up. A shepherd will allow the helpless animal to remain there for days until it becomes so weak is unable to stand up. Finally, he tries a rope around his, glory to God, waist and goes over the edge of the rocky shelf and rescues the one that has strayed. Someone asked, why doesn't the shepherd go down right away? He replied, the sheep are so foolish that they would dash right over the prince and be killed if the herdmen didn't wait until the strength was nearly gone. See, because we get so anxious to come out of places. So if you're thinking, I'm not a terrible sinner. In fact, I'm a basically good person. God may have a lot or let you go through some serious problems until you see your desperate need for Christ. He came to save the sinners, not the pretty good people. Sometimes God has to let us hit the bottom where you see that you cannot do anything to save yourself. It's when God cripples us and we see how weak we really are that we cling to him until he blesses us. Even in the clinging, we're prone to use God, not to submit to him. Oh, ain't that bad, people of God. After the Lord asked Jacob his name, he gives him a new name. Jacob asked the Lord to tell him his name. But the Lord replies, why is it that you ask my name? Again, the Lord wasn't wondering about the answer. answer to that question. He wanted Jacob to think about it because the answer would teach Jacob something about himself. So I think that the Lord refused to tell Jacob his name because Jacob had the wrong motive in wanting to know. Jacob obviously knew that it was the Lord in verse 30, shows that, but the name reveals something about the person. I think in line with the lifelong tendency, Jacob wanted to know God's name to get to handle on him that he could use in the future, even though he was now clinging to God. Jacob was prone to keep on using God as he always had done. But to keep Jacob submissive and seeking, the Lord refuses. So even though we had an experience where God has humbled us, we always have to be on guard against our tendency to use God rather than submit to him. The Lord is far above. And while he's graciously content to reveal himself to those who obey him, John 14 and 21, he will remain distant to those who simply want to know him so that they can use him for their own purpose. Clinging to God in our brokenness is the key to the power with God and with others. When Jacob clung to the Lord and demanded that he bless him, the Lord gives him a new name. To the Hebrews, the name reflects the character. So God, speaking prophetically, gives Jacob a new character. Instead of Jacob, he is now become Israel. Instead of the supplanter, glory to God, he has become the prevailer. Glory to God. The name Israel either means that he who strives or prevails with God, or God strives or prevails. Both meaning are true. Jacob wrestled with God. So glory to God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, and prevailed. Both meaning are true. Jacob wrestled with God and prevailed in the sense of hanging on until God blessed him. But first, God prevailed over Jacob by clinging to his stubbornness and, glory to God, his self-deficiency. Jacob prevailing with men and, glory to God, in a prediction of how God will now conquer Jacob's enemies, and the most pressing being Esau, and by his power rather than through Jacob conveying way, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, if we come to the proper relationship with God of clinging to him in our brokenness, then we have the power with him. We prevail with him, so he has prevailed over us. Glory to God. And since God is over all, if we can prevail with him, then we prevail over all others. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. As Jacob went limping to the face of Esau, he was more powerful in God's strength. My God, I give him glory. And his own weakness than ever, praise God, could ever been in his own scheming and strength. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Above all else, we have to make sure to devote yourself to seeking God's blessing. When we got that, we got everything. And when we prevail with God through prevailing over you, praise God, that's Holy Ghost, we will take care of our problems and our enemies. When then, Holy Ghost, then you are not using God to solve your problems. You're submitting to God and clinging on to your faith in him. That was the lesson for Moses. Glory to God, the nation of Israel poised to enter into the land of Canaan. They would not gain victory in Canaan in the usual way nations gain victory, but rather through prevailing with God. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. The Canaanites could not prevail. Israel, praise God, just Holy Ghost, from God's blessing. My God, I say thank you in the land any more than Esau could prevail over Jacob from entering into the land. It was God who would defeat the Canaanites from them if they trusted in him. It was also God who would oppose Israel if they failed to submit to him. Weak in themselves, they could lay hold on God's strength, and no one could prevail unless in God do it. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. We give God all the glory. I know it's getting late, people of God, but I want to give you what God has given me. My God, let's get ready to rumble, people of God. Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, whatever's on the inside of me, God, oh God, take it out. Everything that's not like you, glory to God. I want the blessings of the Lord. If I'm weak, then I'm strong. Come on, Holy Ghost, in the name name of Jesus. Oh, God is getting ready to bless somebody today. My God, my God, my God. Take time to get along with God. And then when Jacob was left alone, that the Lord came and wrestled with him. When he got alone, God came and wrestled with him. You'll bring down the pride in the flesh, and we must draw near to God. My God, I say thank you, glory to God. When you get alone with the Lord, ask him to break everything that's in you that's not like him, that self-dependence, and cling on to him in your brokenness. Glory to God. When he breaks us, he prevails over us, and he will allow us to prevail over all our problems. My God, I say thank you. I don't know what you're going through today, praise God, hallelujah, but I wanted to do it over the Holy Ghost. We have to ask God to have his way in our lives. Submit to the Lord Jesus Christ. My God, I say thank you, God, my sacred son, the Holy Ghost. We bless and praise God today. Praise God. Hallelujah. God wanted to get rid of Jacob's old nature. He wanted to get rid of that old carnal man. Glory to God. When he got rid of that old carnal man, praise God, his name was changed to Israel. My God, my God. That was his new nature. My God, he walked in the blessings of God. He thought he was blessed before because God really blessed him in the house of Naaman. Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. But he thought, glory to God. But the one thing, he had material goods. He didn't have the Lord Jesus Christ backing him the way that he wanted. Glory to God. But I'm here to tell you today, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. Let God have his way in your life. Let's get ready to rumble, people of God. Oh, my God, the Holy Ghost. It's all right. Amen. Praise God. Because Jesus has kept us from this day forward. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. We bless and praise God for this word today. I pray that you got something out of the word today. I pray, glory to God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Let us submit to the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't use God. This is almost time for Christmas. Don't use God as your Santa Claus. Use him, praise God, as who he is in heaven. He is the one that sit high and look low. He is the one that guide us with his eyes. He is the one that protect us and shield us. He is the one that heals us and deliver us. He is the one that walks with us and talk with us. He is the one, amen, that you go to when you have no one else to go. He said, I will sit closer to you than a brother. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Come on and give God the glory, people of God, for his grace and his mercy, because he is God all by himself. My God, this is Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. This is Apostle Carolyn McNeil. This is our Sunday morning service. Don't forget, amen, praise God. On Thursday, amen, at 6 p.m., Pastor Ilona Waters will be on. Glory to God, glory to God. True Vine International Ministry at 6 p.m. Dial in, amen. There's always a word, amen, being spoken on this mind. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. We bless and praise our God. Don't forget, amen, on Wednesday and Friday, I will be with you in prayer time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Come on. Amen. Praise God. And see what the Lord is going to do. We thank and praise our God for the word of God this morning. We give him all the glory. So let's bless the Lord Jesus Christ for who he is. Let us pray, people of God. Don't forget, this is our Sunday morning service. You can how, amen, you can send your Sunday morning offering in. Thank you all the partners. Thank you all the ones that's been sowing into the ministry. Amen. We thank and praise our God that we are able to stay on the radio. Amen. Praise God. We bless and praise our God. So if you want to be a blessing to the kingdom of God, I put it like this, the kingdom of God. You don't send it to, glory to God. You're not giving it to me. You're giving it to the kingdom. When we sow into the kingdom, amen, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, God sees what we do. Amen, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost. So let us pray, let us pray, let us pray, let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, God. We thank you, God, for your sovereignty, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we give you the glory, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for the word of God this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you continue to have your way in the lives of your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Father God, to move by your mighty power, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We ask, Lord God, that you bless every household, God, represented here, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you move by your Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. We give you glory. We honor you, God. We ask that you, Lord God, touch everyone under the sound of my voice, Father God. You know what they need, God, in the name of Jesus. So I ask you, Father God, to move by your Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Have your way. Move by your mighty power, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we say thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Bless them, God. Bless them from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we say thank you, God. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory with his seated joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let the church say amen and amen and amen. God bless you. I'll leave you with a song. God bless you all.
Help you defend.